Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call an order of regular meeting of the City Council for the City of Shore Acres for Monday, March 10th, 2014 at 7 p.m. The first order of business is roll call.
Stephen Jones, present.
Nancy Chanel, present.
Beau Bunker, present.
Matt Weber, present.
Rick Moses, present.
Mike Wheeler, present.
If everyone would join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Next item on the agenda are special presentations, which we do not have any. Approval of minutes, we also do not have. The next item is 5.0, council reports and requests. I do not have any meetings that were attended in the last 2 weeks. However, I believe Mayor Pro Tem Moses has several items that he wishes to report on, the first being actions relating to the employment of temporary acting chief of police, Michael Massey. Rick?
Good evening, everybody. Over the past few meetings, we had some information that was, I would say, wasn't totally accurate about Chief Massey's resignation of leaving Shore Acres. So, and also the fact that most people knew that there was an investigation going on whether or not he was a licensed police officer or whether he could be as a chief police of Shore Acres. Well, in turn, there was a call made to the district attorney for an investigation to be open. An investigation was open. Texas Rangers were handed that, and their Texas Ranger Joe Harrelson took that case. The case was investigated by numerous people. The Ranger got all his information, went back to the DA, and it was concluded and finished. The findings of that, I wanted everybody to know, because there was some apprehension about the selection of Chief Massey, which I was one of the folks on that board that elected Chief Massey to have the position. He came with us with high honors at Pasadena PD. He was a very good officer, good man, and I personally thought it was somewhat of a little bit of a smear to him, and I wanted to get it out in the open, transparency. I hear that word a lot. So tonight I was trying to give the city that transparency. I'm trying to do what the citizens are requesting, and that's what we want. Overall, the actual findings, the Texas Ranger, in not so many words, it was a ludicrous find. There was nothing. He was cleared of everything. There was nothing there. The Texas Ranger said it was a waste of his time, really. When it all came down to it, I didn't get a letter from the DA's office. It's an act of Congress to talk to those folks down there. But I will tell you that the Texas Ranger said that there was no wrongdoing whatsoever. He was well within his right. Mr. Stahl did not have to get any letter to T-Close, because we did talk to T-Close also for 1 year. So he had 12 months to do that in. So everything that was done in good faith, and there was nothing illegal done at all. So, and that was straight from the Texas Ranger. So I just want everybody to understand that basically everything was cleared up. There was no wrongdoing whatsoever. Chief Massey did us a good job when he was here. He helped clean up a lot of things. He got Mr. Harrison, which was his assistant at the time as a sergeant, was getting things taken care of. But I personally would like to see the issue closed and moved on. We have a new chief here doing a fantastic job, and I hope it just moves forward. But I wanted everybody to know that there was an investigation done. Texas Rangers were involved. The case has been closed with no wrongdoing whatsoever. So just wanted that out in the open so everybody would know that. Any questions from anybody?
Are there any questions from council at this time? Comments? Citizens. Are there any questions, comments from citizens concerning item 5.2.1 on the agenda? If not appearing, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, report on city consideration of traffic cuts on Miramar Drive. Great.
Good evening again. Okay. Once again, I didn't want to bring these up to rehash a lot of things. This is just you have a couple of this?
Yes.
Anybody have one?
Yes.
I made these in my office last week. You're welcome to have a copy of them. Does anybody want a copy of these real quick? What that is actually what Annie's handing out is actually a copy of the ordinance and all the council meetings regarding the speed bumps. And basically, that's all the general information. When you look at it, you'll start to go through it. It even had a point in there where Mr. Richards, which was on the board at one time, basically that he asked for a delay so they could study it more, and they did. And what we're doing here is, where I'm going with this is, we've heard a lot about the speed bumps also, so I want to make sure we cleared that up. This is all the information on speed bumps when it comes down to them coming out, doing surveys, getting all the general information, the cost factors, what it would cost to do this. Everything is in that packet, and basically it's copied right off our ordinances and all the meetings. When it comes down to it, ordinance number 2011-106 and section 62-77, it was even set that the city will accept petitions for a traffic cop installation once per year from June 1st to June 30th. Where I'm going with this is just to let folks know that it wasn't put to the side. It was basically, it came down to the wire, it was not approved, and that's why it didn't happen. So that general information, I just wanted to make it more convenient for people to be able to see and know that it wasn't just put off to the side and everybody forgot about it. It was just not, it did not make approval. So all the information is in there. I want to touch base on that to let everybody have an idea of what was going on there. At this time, speed bumps basically are just not on our agenda basically to put in. That's not something that's on the higher priority list. There are some issues and some other things that need to be addressed, but I want to give you an idea of what happened to the speed bump issues because that came up. I'm sorry, ma'am.
You got any more copies of the speed bump?
No, sir. I'm sorry.
You want a copy?
Hey,
you
want
copy. This. You can have my copy.
Thank you.
Mayor. Are there any questions or comments from citizens at this time? Or, I'm sorry, from council at this time? Are there any questions or comments from citizens at this time? Yes, sir.
I guess I was kind of blindsided to see this come back up on the agenda again. This was my wife when I was a baby. The petition that was actually put in was before 2011. It was somewhere in 2010. So I'm not sure where ordinance 2011 came into being, because that kind of retroactively applied to a petition that was already in existence on the city's hands. I'm just curious as to how something that was passed post application or post petition acceptance governs that petition. I would assume the petition process that was in place at the time that the petition was given to the city would have been the governing body of information on that petition rather than something in 2011. Because I don't have the exact date, but I want to say that it was in 2010, maybe early, that petition was presented to the city.
If I may,
yes,
I would go to council during that time.
Okay.
The petition did come before council in 2010. There were two traffic studies done on Miramar. One fell in December, and then there was some concern that maybe it's not representative of normal traffic flow because holidays, people aren't there. So there was another traffic study done, which is reflected in this packet. And Yes,
it has all the information.
Yes, sir. And the findings from both traffic studies, I believe the second one was done in June. I could be wrong, but I know one was December, and I believe the second one was June, that there was not an excessive speeding to merit the placement of having speed bumps. And that being said, Alderman Woodruff at the time was the person that had placed the original item on the agenda, and when it was brought before council, it essentially died at that time. And so that is to the best of my recollection. It's been a couple of years, but that is what transpired after the petition. That does not preclude citizens from beginning a new petition again, and I know that there is great concern by some residents of erratic driving on Miramar. The traffic studies, two traffic studies, showed that there was not indeed speeding that would warrant nor merit the placement of the traffic cone. That's all I said.
You'll notice also in that packet service areas what got highlighted where you'll notice section C lights go through each other thing. But this is all general information that I actually got off their site too. So just to let you know, there's nothing from anywhere else anymore.
Are there any other citizens' comments, questions at this time? Yes, sir.
Just have one question. Okay, we're talking about the speed humps again. We do have a problem on Miramar. Speeders is the problem. Whether speed humps is the answer, or some stop signs put up somewhere, or some other means. But the problem hasn't changed. It'll get worse during the summer. And it's starting to get a little worse right now when we have a lot of school kids out walking Miramar and riding bicycles. So the problem still exists. It just hasn't been addressed.
Where I'm going with this is the whole idea is, yeah, it has been dropped. Actually, didn't make any further. But I really think, speaking for myself, I think it's a police issue. And I think Chief Harrison, we've discussed that. I think it's more of a policing issue to see if that works, because that's where ultimately it should lie. You know, there's numerous streets that I've driven down this city that I've seen kids start out behind cars that you don't see, that you can run over very quickly, versus at least at Miramar, there's some idea to be able to swerve. I personally think there's other streets that may be more important, or I do believe they're more important than just Miramar. But speaking with that, I still say that comes back to a police traffic area, and I think that's where our chief's going to come in to take care of that.
At some point, I believe in 7.2.1 or 7.2, Chief Harrison may be able to address or at least field some questions as to the police department's monthly activities on Miramar and how what his strategy is to help address that concern. Does that sound reasonable, Chief?
Fair enough.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, are there any other comments at this time? Yes, sir.
I'd like to just rehash on this just one bit. I think that those of us that are on Miramar, we're not trying to own this issue, because this is something that's throughout the city. I think if you were on Sunrise, if you're on Shore Acres Boulevard, if you're on any of these thoroughfares where you have a long distance, you can get to speed. I don't know what the answer is to get it done throughout the city, because you can't park an officer there 24/7. It's just not possible. But maybe taking a look at it, just different options. You know, and like Mr. Vicker said, speed bumps or speed humps, whatever you want to call them, may not be the necessary answer or expenditure. But there's things that other communities do that try to address this issue, one of which is the machines that list your speed. And I don't know if we can rent, whatever we can do that can try and maybe place. That's an item that can go throughout the city on every single thoroughfare that seems to be a problem, because I know Country Club seems to be trying to push this issue as well. I don't think people are doing it just simply because they want people to crawl at 5 miles an hour. I just think they want to have people drive responsibly. Mm-hmm. And it's picking up. We're getting... On Miramar, we're having the construction folks going on, and it is an issue. And I know Shore Acres, Sunrise, these places, so something needs to be done to address this issue. It's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. And these devices that list your speed, people that aren't paying attention, it pops them into attention. And that's something that the whole entire community could use that might, it's not going to be a revenue creator, which I'd like to see the revenue, but, you know, it at least might address the safety concerns for the citizens of the community.
Thank you. Are there any other questions?
I'm probably not sitting in the most appropriate place here, but I have a dissenting opinion. I live on Miramar. I don't see any abuse of speed. Quite frankly, no matter what neighborhood you live in, it's always going to be a resident complaint that people speed. I think the responsibility for controlling the speed of a vehicle is the driver of the vehicle. I think police chief Harrison over here can issue citations, and you should be able to send you shoot a few every once in a while by giving them tickets. You know, that might kind of stop it, but quite frankly, I don't have any issues with the speed of a vehicle. And and I'm in God we trust, all others bring data. I think the data that was presented in the package, I glimpsed at for a few seconds, it supports the analysis. So I would be very violently opposed to spending any more city resources into conducting traffic studies. I don't know how much they cost, but if we spend a dollar more doing it, it's a dollar too much. That's my opinion.
Thanks, Sharon. Are there any other questions or comments at this time?
Mayor, before we proceed,
can
we just
give
gentleman's name and address?
Yes, let me remind everyone real quick that when speaking or addressing council, if you would please give your name and address so that we're...
Well, I'm Barry Plant.
Oh, very
good. That's 3522 Miramar.
Thanks, sir.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Everybody wants to say that they're not going to offend anybody. Do you mind if I offend you?
I've learned that with the title of mayor comes
the mention of the speed bumps are going to be placed or proposed placing. But the thing that we have to take into consideration, don't have to, but it's good to keep consideration, is how close are they going to be to the individual driveways where they intersect the grid. Miramar. I live on Miramar. 3540 Miramar.
Right next door to Judge J.
If you need the name, it's...
Yeah. I believe the...
Paul Ryan.
The intent of the package was to help explain where the whole process of the speed bump issue is today. And it was petitioned, yes. At some point prior to my coming on council, there was a petition put forward. It went through the process of analysis, and council at some point, after reviewing that data, elected to not engage in putting speed bumps on Miramar. And that I believe, is where the intent of this package is trying to show that entire process, because there have been comments made in past here in this very room recently, that there should have been speed bumps placed on Miramar, and why did that not happen? I'm not trying to speak for you, Rick, but I believe that is the intent of the presentation, of the packet of information that we have in front of us, is to show that process so that there is a very clear understanding of where we're at today and why there are no speed bumps there. So I apologize, sir. There is no intent to put a speed bump in your driveway at this time.
I'll accept that as a confirmation.
Yeah. The speed bump issue. It was an intent to educate and inform. That's what this is.
I don't think it has any intent to slow things down. It's just it may not be the most desirable thing to have in your front yard.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only question.
Understood. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Are there any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
I'm Hannah Sinard on 3510 East Country Club. It's been a while since I've been here. Well, been on vacation. but I would like to personally just applaud the efforts of City Council. And she had no idea so much time and resources have already been exhausted on this. I can recall 2 years ago when this issue came up and was addressed, I was still evacuated and hadn't come back to my house. But I tend to agree with Alderman Moses with the conclusions that you had. And it seems, with all due respect to those residents of Miramar that want to have the speed bumps installed, it seems they're in agreement to looking at other alternatives, perhaps, to remedy this. And I guess it comes down to the vigilance of the police department, bottom line, obviously. If there is problems, then, perhaps the police department should be the first line of defense in addressing that. But I, for one, personally use Miramar. I believe that it's not just for the residents of Miramar, but for the entire community. I believe it's one of the most beautiful streets in our community. And there's many of us who enjoy it thoroughly. I personally enjoy it on my bike. I constantly go training along Miramar. And there's just a gorgeous view, you know, to see the bay by there. And for one, I would be affected very much by speed bumps because they're maybe a nuisance to cars, but to bicycles, they're mountains. you know, the faster the speed you go between 0 to 10 to 20, the bigger that they can actually lay you out on the pavement. So I agree that perhaps if this issue comes up in the future, that let's explore other alternatives, maybe before we, in my opinion, deface the beauty of Miramar.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions this time? Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, real quick, I do have a suggested way of doing it, which is very cost effective. DuPont Corporation had looked at this whole issue of traffic on their facilities, and one of the ways they decided to enforce it was to put speed limit signs that would say like 19.5 miles an hour. It sent a message. It's in a very effective way to communicate what the speed limit is here. I actually had asked David here what the speed limit is in Miramar, because I really didn't know. I've lived there over a year now. So, quite frankly, if you put, you know, signs and you do it and a half, you send a message of what the speed limit is. People remember that kind of stuff. I think the Houston Yacht Club has something.
13.5.
So I wouldn't suggest 13.5. Maybe 45 or 55.5. My point is that that's a very cost-effective way to do it, and it sends a really good message, and people remember the speed limit or something like that. So that would be my two cents on that.
Thank you. Thanks, sir.
Yeah.
Are there any other comments concerning issue 5.2.2 at this time?
I was just wondering if we had stop signs. If they don't stop at the stop sign, they're going to get a ticket if they get caught. But with a speed bump, it just busts the hell out of their car. You know, so that's another problem. Which way you want to go? But the police are everywhere. And they speed by our house, you wouldn't believe. At all hours of the night.
Thank you, ma'am.
Quick question, it is currently 20?
The speed limit on Miramar currently is 20 miles an hour.
Oh, that's basically 20. Where I go on my bike. Okay. Just curious.
Matt, can I make one more observation?
Yes, sir.
Just with the last four comments that I've heard, I've had two people that I've heard ask what the speed limit is that live in the city.
Mm-hmm.
That indicates a problem just in the fact that the signage may not be adequate for even those that live here, that they don't know what the speed limit is.
I will be addressing that in my next communication. I've taken that into consideration and will be promoting that very ideal in the next water bill. just so you know. But yeah, I can really appreciate all the comments and suggestions, and I'll hope that Chief will perhaps address that in his monthly department report. Thank you very much. If there are no other questions at this time, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, report on city actions relating to residential development.
Okay. Once again, just an informational type thing. I've been doing a lot of research here lately, obviously you can tell. A couple of things. Something that has been brought up in a couple of the past meetings also was about heavy pickup for heavy trash. Just as a reminder to let the folks know that heavy trash is still scheduled on time like it normally comes. However, heavy trash pickup is exactly for that. Brush, whatnot from your home, anything that you're throwing away, content. Any new construction or construction being done by any construction companies, they will not pick that lumber up or that trash. They will look at it. The drivers basically have a good idea of what is not belonging to that person. Especially if you see a new house. So we've got some people who have been upset and called and said, well, look, they didn't pick up this trash because the contractor left some 2x4s, 1x6s and stuff around. They're not going to pick that up. That's the responsibility of the contractor to pick that debris up and take it off. So just a general information thing. Speaking about related residential development, as you can tell, we definitely have some building going on here. Miramar's got a lot of building getting ready to come up. There's been houses permitted to go up that, my understanding, we're supposed to be in a range of 1.5 or higher. I'm not really sure if they're going to get that high or not. It's hard to say. However, there's going to be change with those property lots. You know, it's sad to see in some areas. I've noticed some really huge trees that went down that's been around for many, many years. Unfortunately, someone buys the property, it is their right if they're going to build a home to do something. Maybe if we're lucky, they'll transplant them somewhere else, but if they choose not to, as a city, there's not really much we can do. However, they need to meet all the requirements through engineers and all to make sure once they build this house that all the planes and everything are cut just right. I did notice myself personally some water standing in the lot that I want to look into, and I don't care to elaborate on right now because I need to do some more investigating before I open and say something on that. However, anybody building new construction, we're going to be watching very closely to make sure they're meeting all the requirements, whether floodplain, water drainage, things of this nature. So just want to give you some information that it's being watched. It's not going unnoticed. I'm sure the rest of the council, I won't speak for them, but I know I'm noticing it. But we're going to do what we can to try to keep it to a minimum.
Alrighty. Any questions from council at this time concerning 5.2.3? Are there any citizen comments at this time? Yes, ma'am.
I just have a question about Sunday. Are they allowed to build on Sunday?
Sounds right.
Are they allowed to work on Sundays?
Yes, ma'am.
And make a noise.
And for the record, could you state your name and address?
I'm sorry. Sean Williamson, and I'm on 3320, right across the street from them. And I was just wondering, because the bulldozers were out there at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. So I just didn't know they were allowed to build on Sunday.
David, do we have a restriction on construction times during the weekends?
We do have restrictions on time. I'd have to check here and see what the hours are. Mm-hmm. But they can work on Sundays, but there's a beginning and ending hour.
All right. If at any time you're in question as to whether or not a contractor is operating within the billing code of the city, I will make note that it is available online where you can go directly to it immediately. And if you discover that there is someone operating outside of those guidelines, please give the police department a call so that they can take a look into that. We certainly do have the desire for all of our new construction to be done within the city's guidelines. And if it's not being done to those guidelines, we need to get it addressed as quickly as possible. And if the city is unaware of it, it makes it a little difficult for us to get to it. So if you have a question, by all means, give us a call. I know the weekends are a little bit tough for communication. However, the police department would be, after hours, the folks to contact concerning any types of activities that are outside the building code. Are there any? I'm sorry.
7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Very well. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. If at any time that you feel that is inappropriate, then what I would suggest as a citizen would be to bring that issue before either planning and zoning or perhaps even council themselves to try to effect change if that is something that you're interested in pursuing. Are there any other questions and comments at this time? Yes, sir.
Stan Krause, 1103 Shoreview Boulevard. I'm on the Planning and Zoning Board of Adjustment Committee. The cutting down of these trees came up before our committees. And the fact of the matter is that the City of Shoreview has no ordinance not only preventing the cutting down of a tree, which most cities do not have anyway, but it has no ordinance for the replacement of a cut down tree for any replacement trees or any mitigation that has been tried evidently before in this city and was not successful to put such an ordinance forward. But we've requested that the city administrator to come up with an ordinance because many of the surrounding cities do have such an ordinance so that when trees that we would prefer not be lost or just new construction, whether there be trees or not on a lot, happen in the future, that the purchaser the contractor was forced to put so many trees of such and such a size on that lot so we can could continue to beautify or enhance the beauty of the city. So hopefully we can see that resolution come to fruition in the coming months.
Thanks, sir. Are there any other comments at this time?
Yes, sir. Benedict Dugie, 825 South Country Club Drive. Are you allowed to own a lot or buy a lot and put a travel trailer on it and leave it sitting there?
I do not believe that that is allowed in our ordinances.
Okay, there's one on. I don't know the correct address, so I might even say.
When if however you do know of such a case, if you bring that to the city's attention, calling up City Hall or letting Chief Harrison know, we can certainly start that process.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Are there any? Yes, sir.
I'm Neil Moyer, North Country Club Drive. Relative to the issue of tree ordinances, the city of Seabrook, in fact, does have a tree ordinance that requires for all new construction that at least three specimen grade trees be installed, one of which must be an oak tree, and the other two have to be selected from a particular list that they have. And that seems to work, at least it has worked with the type of construction that's taken place in Seabrook that I was familiar with.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other questions at this time?
Mayor, I'd like to
yes.
Make a point of fact. Can't find it because my phone has decided. Somewhere buried in our archives in the early 60s, there is indeed a city ordinance that states if you clear so much of the land from this much percentage of the trees and undergrowth, in anticipation of construction, that construction must be complete within so many days. I haven't looked at that in over 5 years, but I do know that that was on the books, because that was something that was floating around after Hurricane Ike. You know, because people just go and bulldoze a lot and then just leave it. And so there is something on the books. Like I said, my phone has decided to be a complete snail. But it's from the 60s. It's probably outdated and maybe not appropriate to what we're discussing at this time, but there is indeed something on the lot, but nothing for replanting. But there is something that if you make a clearance of so much native foliage of various sorts, that you have to indeed start construction and occupy a certain percentage of that area within what is deemed as a reasonable amount of time, and it is stated specifically in the code that my phone will pull up right now. So, but there is something. Happy hunting, everyone. That's all. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. There are no other comments at this time. We'll move on to the next item on the agenda, 6.0, public hearings and public comments. Item 6.1, citizens' comments. Mr. Stanton wishes to discuss the new care line.
Yes, Patrick Stanton, 128 City Line. I attended the LaPorte CAC, which is a council for LaPorte Industries. I used to be a member. Stan Krause also was a member representing the city. And at this meeting, they discussed, the main topic was industry workforce needs, employees and contractors. But they also discussed the care line. The new care line. First off, those of you that don't know, care line is when you see some sort of incident and you want to find out some information about it, you can call a care line. And the care line is supposed to have information to tell you what has happened, what you need to cut off your air conditioner or whatever. There was a problem with the care line before because it didn't have the capacity. It could only take about 10 to 15 calls and then it just shut down. It's been revised, and now it could take up to 100 calls. But the other thing that's kind of unique is that now you can go on the internet, and you can get the care line, and it'll in verbiage, it'll tell you exactly what's happened. Now, if anyone's interested in that, I asked that the council be given a copy of that. You might want to put that in the Shore Acres short. I put it on my bookmark so I could very easily go to it and find out what's going on. It's kind of a reverse dragon. I don't know. Those of you that are familiar with dragons where you talk and it types for you. Well, this is just the opposite. They type, and then if you call up, it'll tell you, a computer will tell you what's going on. And the website is www.ehcma.org/Carolina. And it is an artificial voice, it's not a human being. And the telephone number, if you wish to call, is 281-476-2237. And say you might want to contact ECMA to get a number of these things for the citizens. I know I had one where I put it on a refrigerator in case. The question was asked, what about if you see an incident? Who do you report it to? And that was a good question. The guy said 911, and I don't think that's who you would want to call. I think during the week you probably want to call City Hall and tell them if you saw something. On the weekend, I would suggest you probably call the police department, and they would know where to go with it. Because we have had incidents, I recall, in the past. There was a pipeline over on the other side of Bay Colony that was leaking, and they didn't even know it, but there was oil or some kind of chemical laying out there. So occasionally, you might spot something and want to report it. I'd also like to take this opportunity to tell you a little bit about the workforce needs. Employees and contractors, ECMA, which is about 36 plants made up of the plant managers in La Porte. And they say they anticipate a large number of retirees in the very near future. They thought that would happen about the time of Ike, but people kind of hung on because of Ike and because of the economic situation that our country was in. But they think now that things are starting to rev up that at the same time there will be a large number of retirees. They feel like for engineers, most of them are going to be coming from foreign countries, since we're not graduating enough engineers. The plants, to be an operator, you have to have an associate degree, which you can get either at Lee College or at San Jacinto College. The plants themselves, they say they need people now as instrumentation and electricians. There was also a gentleman there from contractors who worked for, he's the middle management for Zachary. And he said that there is a large number of capital improvement projects on the board. It's going to be it's already started. And there's going to be like 10,000 workers installing plants, things of that nature. And their main needs, they say right now, is welders and
pipe fitters.
That's right. Welders and pipe fitters. And as I understand, you may have seen some of the billboards advertising San Jack has had welders. I remember, I used to work for San Jack, and I can remember they had welding classes at 12 o'clock at night. So I'm sure the day is fast approaching us. So anyway, anybody have any questions?
I just wanted to reiterate that the correct web link is www.ehcma.org/Caroline, C-A-R-E-L-I-N-E.
That's right.
E-A-R-E.
C-A-E-R.
E-A.
Yeah. They said they considered changing it to C-A-R-E, but they already had so many signs posted everywhere they didn't want to spend the money. So they stuck with C-A-E-R.
But the phone number is still the same one that has
281-476-2237.
And David, correct me if I'm wrong, is that not also posted on our website? And it is also available on the city website.
Okay, and I don't know about the internet access, though. I don't think that was available before. That's something brand new.
I don't think we have a link to it yet. However, if there's a link out there we can link to, I'm sure that
I went on today. I went on today and put it on my bookmark, so I know it works. Any other questions?
If you could give us some education, it's to be used, this line, for chemical leaks, oil leaks, anything else?
That's correct. Let's say you spotted a tanker overturned. That would be a good one to call.
As a point of order, I would like to advise you that communication is from citizens to council and not in and amongst citizens.
Oh, okay. So how do I phrase that?
You can address it to council to be appropriate.
Okay, council. would you ask the citizen to educate us on this?
I'm certain that if and you're wishing for education on what?
Oh, he already did. Basically answering my question.
Okay. Very well. Well, then the point is moot.
Yeah.
And I had given a copy to David, and it kind of gives you a rundown of what is and isn't. So if anyone's interested, I'm sure they can get it from David.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If there are no other questions from council, we will, or questions from citizens. Yes, sir.
I'll just make a comment. I guess I didn't appreciate the whole thing on the care line, but if there's a public safety issue, I don't know who I'm going to call. If it's an overturned tracker or whatever, this is an issue of public safety. So, why would I call Caroline when I should just call the city police for a non-emergency or emergency? I guess I'm just not missing that.
No, if there's an emergency, I highly encourage notifying 911 or the police department for whatever reason. However, if you notice something that perhaps is questionable but not necessarily an emergency. I guess the question was, well, who do you contact? You call a care line. It's a one-way communication. It's not necessarily a reporting line. It is an information line that folks can access to find out whatever is going on at that point
in
time.
The sirens are going off.
Right.
It's like a petrochemical environmental issue line.
The sirens are going off, and you need to know if you need to hunker down.
For the most part, yes.
Call that.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So hopefully that has helped clarify that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, one thing they did mention, they're going to have a controlled burn over at Battleground. And that's the type of thing people will see smoke and see all that fire. They call the Caroline. They can find out what it is.
Very well. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
I'll make one comment.
Yes.
the care program was developed by industry to inform the public that care is community awareness and emergency response.
Readiness.
Okay. This is something that if you were to smell an odd odor or vapor or whatever, chances are calling the police department is not going to get you the information that you're looking for, because they don't know either. The care line, and David was looking at our Shore Acres homepage. There is a care line number that's there that you can call. But that is the whole purpose of care is community awareness for things of this nature. You're not always going to, like I said, calling the police department will not always get you the information that you're looking for, so keep that in mind.
Are there any other comments or questions at this time? Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, council members, I'm Gil Moyer, Country Club Drive. At some point, I guess I'd like to see a report back on the heavy pickup for this month. I've gone up and down Country Club Drive, and there is still a great deal of material there that is from the residences. It's largely brush, and I don't think it got picked up. In fact, I know it didn't get picked up. So there could be a report back sometime.
I can appreciate your concern, but at this point in time, it does not have anything to do with the new care line being put in. We haven't quite got to citizens' comments yet, but I believe that is probably a more appropriate area to make that statement. So in keeping with TOMA regulations, if there are any other questions at this time concerning the care line, If there are none appearing, then we'll move on to the next item of the agenda, which is citizens' comments. And this is the opportunity for citizens to comment on items which do not appear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Members of council are prohibited by law from participating in the discussion or deliberation of items that are not specifically identified on this agenda. So if anyone would like to address council at this time, we'll start with the right of the room and move from right to left. Anyone who wishes to speak to council? Yes, ma'am.
Dawn and Gamble Bay, 616 Baywood. 2 weeks ago, I got up and made some comments, and 10 or 15 years ago, I would have never thought about getting up and addressing council, because I do have an issue with speech. But I decided to bite the bullet and do my best. It may not come out like it should, but I had the best meaning intentions of it. I have been labeled a troublemaker. One or two people in the city. But I guess I'm one of the two. I don't know who the second one is. Maybe there's more than two there. I try to choose my words wisely. I do. But sometimes it doesn't come out like it should. I use the word bankruptcy. Well, if we keep spending like we are, and we approved a deficit spending of $568,000, we are on the road to bankruptcy. Yes, we're not bankrupt yet. We have money in the bank. But on this way, we won't have it for long. My second comment is, I was really, really hurt to be laughed at because of a statement I made about the resolution of public information request. I don't think it was a laughable matter. And for it to be laughed at, it's so disrespectful in my case. I may not have a college degree. I may not have all the technical learning that all of y'all have. I do have a heart. I do have compassion. And I have a love for this city. And I think that's enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other citizens who wish to address the city council at this time? Yes, sir.
Remain the Omoyer on North Country Club Drive, and I guess now is the time to put into the discussion the item about the heavy pickup which should have taken place a week ago today. And as I said, there seemed to be a number of brush piles, at least on North Country Club, that were out in time, and with the exception of one, which is particularly ginormous, most of the rest of them are modest and represent, I think, fair and reasonable residential deposits. So at some time, hopefully very near future, there could be a report to the council on just exactly what took place this last heavy removal day, and what may happen in the future if, for example, an area doesn't get properly dealt with, and what recourse, because it is a problem, I think, to have files of debris out there month after month when it doesn't get done. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Are there any others from Mr. Desk Council at this time? Yes, sir.
David, 3316 Miramar. I was wondering, since drainage has come up on this various property deals as far as improvements being done on some of these lawns. I think I've put in 3 requests with the city to have something done with the drainage in front of our house. And it's the same, and the culverts are all obliterated on either side of my property. And that's something that the city can address. And then going on down the street, there's a property that is retaining water that, to my understanding, goes into a culvert or a drainage system that goes nowhere. And that seems to be a consternating thing for some other citizens that are not here. So I'm just wondering, why would we even allow construction on that property where we have drainage that does not lead out to the bay, storm drainage? And then, again, I bring it on my property where I cannot get my drainage
properly done. I've got to have some rain. It's 4 I plus 5.5 now, and I need some help.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other questions or anyone else wish to address council at this time?
Yes, sir.
Patrick Stanton, 128-89. The last meeting, Phil brought up a suggestion about when people come in to address animal control. And I didn't see anything on the agenda, but we have a problem with animal control. I walk my dog every day. At least one third of the time, there are animals running loose. That problem has been around forever. And I would like to see council put it on the agenda and attack this problem. I know it's not an easy thing to solve, but it needs to be solved. Because, you know, that gentleman lost his dog. But people have been bitten. My wife was bitten. My dog was bitten. And it happens all the time. Now when I see it, I just turn around and go the other way and avoid the problem. But it is a problem. You call somebody, by the time they get there, dog's gone. Or two dogs are gone. And I just saw something on the forum where somebody got a pit bull that didn't have any kind of tags on it. There's some things that can be done that doesn't cost a lot. But I think it's a problem that I would like to see the city address. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Are there any other citizen comments at this time?
Yes, sir. Don't say anything?
I don't have a problem with it. If council doesn't have a problem, Mr. Paul wishes to address council.
Well, thank y'all. Appreciate that. Thank y'all, citizens. My name is Dennis Paul. I'm a candidate for House District 129 in the Republican Party runoff, which is May 27th. I'm an engineer and I own an operating engineering company. And a lot of the stuff that I've been talking about in my campaign, I can actually hear y'all talking about here tonight. In fact, I want to say that it's been a very interesting meeting. And y'all ran it very well and had a lot of good, interesting comments. I thought it was a very good speech. There's no free speech here. The idea about overspending and over that, we're going to make sure that our state government doesn't overspend and go into deficit. We're going to continue to work for that. There is a balanced budget amendment in the state of Texas, but we're going to make sure we don't have too much debt and bonds and bills that we're finding out there. Also, with transportation, we're going to take care of our transportation issues. The state of Texas is going to double its population in the next 50 years, and we want to make sure and take care of that population growth and do it in an effective and effective manner. In fact, as an engineer, I think I would be the best qualified of my opponent or my in solving those problems and doing it in an effective manner. Education, we've already been talking about this issue that you talked about here with the plant. I've been a member of Bayer Eastern Ground Partnership for a number of years, as well as the Clear Lake City Chamber of Commerce. And both of those organizations, we talked this very issue. I think we tried to address some of that in House Bill 5 last time to allow the schools to not force everybody to go into college, but let's get education in a way that we can take care of the problems with the plants. Because the plants are coming to us and telling us we need educated people. They are actually filming the older guys, just like he says, to show them how to operate a piece of equipment in the hope that one day they can get a younger guy replacement, then they'll be able to show them the film, and that way they'll be able to train them to do it because the older guys can be gone now. So we've been talking about that, working for that, and that's been part of my campaign for a while, too. But anyway, I know there's several things else I was just thinking about I wanted to mention, but I don't want to take y'all's time, but I'll sit around here and listen to what y'all have to say. But again, Dennis Paul, I'm concerned about y'all's issues of FEMA and windstorm. I'm an engineer, so I've been working on the windstorm issues for a number of years. In fact, that's one of the things we do. So we're going to make sure that that's properly working and is going to affect it. All y'all on this side, the 146, have to deal with EDI, and it's a pain in the is. And the FEMA flood situation with the biggest water, we're going to use whatever we can as a bully pulpit in our state government to make sure and force the federal government to watch out and take care of those, because right now, with that bill, is a total disaster. What's going to happen to our property values, what's going to happen to our area and all that. So I'll be working on those issues too. I just want to bring it up. But thank you so much, Mayor and the City Councilmen and citizens, for allowing me to say a few words in front of y'all. Thank you. I'll hang around and listen to what y'all are saying. But if you guys got questions for me, I'll be here listening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad to hear what y'all's issues are.
Thank you. Thanks, sir. Are there any other citizens' comments at this time?